Welcome, everyone, to the Apocalypse Podcast. I'm Steve. He is
Dr. Van Beek.
Yeah, don't you forget it either, folks.
Was I Dr. Van Beek last week as well?
Does it matter? You're always Dr. Van Beek to me. folks, welcome back. Actually, we were never gone. Oh, that's right, because in 2 weeks' time, we'll be back. Because we're going to miss the next 2 weeks, and then we'll be back, actually 3 weeks from today. I'm traveling a bit, and I admit that I'm skipping out on a podcast recording because I'm going to go see the Doobie Brothers. So
I went with my daughter, and we saw King and Country.
Yeah. So Larry took the high road. I'm clearly taking the low road.
Even the name of the group is the low part of the low road.
Yeah, that's right. But you'll be in Scotland before me. That's how the song goes, right? You take the high road, I'll take the low road.
That's right. That's right. But you've been in Scotland twice, and I haven't been yet once.
It's true. But my friend, tonight we're going to take a look at Zechariah, if I get this right for once, Zechariah 5.
We certainly are. Yep. Two more dreams in Zechariah 5. Short dreams, weird dreams. Weird dreams. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see a connection to Revelation in the second dream. Maybe in the first, but not so much in the first.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of feel like these dreams are not even dreams that even Freud could make sense out of. Like these are clearly, so clearly from the Lord, it's not funny.
They are odd dreams. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's jump right in. Chapter 5. Zechariah. I looked again, and there before me was a flying scroll. He asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a flying scroll, 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide."
You figure he is good to be able to mark the length and width of a scroll flying through the air. Yeah. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah. That's clearly a 747 from, you know, 38,000 feet. I can tell that. Okay, cool. And then is there something to that sort of dimension or is?
Well, so the dream is this flying scroll coming through the air. Now You're going to read right away that this flying scroll is actually a curse. And thank you for asking that question, Stephen, because when I read it, I couldn't figure out what was going on with this scroll, but I thought, the dimensions are actually the length and width of Solomon's temple. Mm. You know, the Holy of Holies was 10 by 10 and the whole temple was 20 by 10, mm-hmm. right? And, or 30 by 20, or like 10 cubits by 10 cubits and 20 by 10, mm-hmm. which they say is about 30 feet by 20 feet.
Okay.
And so it's the length and width of Solomon's temple. But when I read the commentaries, they said, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. So we're going to put it out there because we may somewhere along the way go, no, that actually does have meaning. Mm. But we can't for the life of us figure out what that meaning is at this point.
Right.
But it is a great big scroll. So this is a really, really big scroll flying through the air with curses on it.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Something that we would write at the end of a day. I curse you all.
If we would write a journal about our commutes every day, that would be it. Okay. Verse 3. And he said to me, "This is the curse that is going out over the whole land. For according to what it says on one side, every thief will be banished. And according to what it says on the other side, everyone who swears falsely will be banished. The Lord Almighty declares, I will send it out, and I will enter the house of the thief and the house of anyone who swears falsely by my name. It will remain in that house and destroy it completely, both its timbers and its stones."
So what we figure from this is Zechariah, they're back in the land. Remember, they're back in the land of Judah. Mm-hmm. And some of the prophets are telling them, you need to get working on the temple to rebuild the temple. Which is kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so there may be a piece in there about that. But the bigger piece that's more obvious to everyone is they went to Babylon because of the sins of the nation. Remember, Israel went to Assyria because of their sins in 732. And then in 586, Judah goes to Babylon because of their sins, mm-hmm. right? And they're They're in Babylon. They're in the land. They're being punished. Now they've come back. And what Zechariah is saying, there's still stuff going on here that you have not cleansed. Mm. You're still stealing from people, maybe by taking their land, by falsely accusing people, maybe by swearing that they were innocent or swearing against someone. Mm. They were still doing these two sins. And Zechariah is saying, I'm going to come into your house and I'm going to destroy your house because of these sins. And it's a kind of an interesting thing. Like you, God's brought you back to the land, but he still expects you to start acting properly. And I think that's the first dream, what the first dream was about.
Okay. It kind of harkens back to, it was Ezra or Nehemiah that took the kind of the noble class to task for the fact that they were poorly treating those who came back, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Verse 5. The angel who was speaking to me came forward and said to me, "Look up and see what is appearing." I asked, "What is it?" He replied, "It is a basket."
This is very apocalyptic, right, by the way. This and actually very biblical that the angels are. Now, the first one, the angel asked him the question, and the second one, he asked the angel. But you remember in the Transfiguration, the angel says, "Why are you staring off into the sky?" And they're like, "Like what? Jesus just disappeared, man." You see nothing? And lots of times angels ask these questions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Revelation again, where the angels would ask questions and he would say, "Well, sir, you know," and then the angel would turn around and explain it. Mm-hmm. So it's a literary device for explaining stuff.
Okay. I get you now. Okay. And he added, "This is the iniquity of the people throughout the land." Then the cover of lead was raised, and there in the basket was a woman. And he said, "This is wickedness." And he pushed her back into the basket and pushed its lead cover down on it. Then I looked up, and there before me were two women with the wind in their wings. They had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between heaven and earth.
They're obviously bringing a baby in the basket. This was a bigger baby in the store. The storks were really flapping.
That's right.
A lead cover.
Yeah, because this is one where you're going, okay. Sure. Verse 10, "Where are they taking the basket?" I asked the angel who was speaking to me. He replied, to the country of Babylonia, to build a house for it. When the house is ready, the basket will be set there in its place.
Oh, that's too bad. My version said Shinar, and I was going to get to say Shinar is actually an old name for Babylon.
Oh, shoot. Okay. The country of Shinar.
Yeah, Shinar with you. So so the basket in the Hebrew is actually ephah. You probably heard that term before, which isn't that huge a basket. Mm. And so some people actually think that the woman in the basket was a fertility goddess, like an emblem of a fertility goddess.
Okay.
So, you know, pushing, you know, improper worship and stuff like that. But we don't know. It might just have been a woman in a basket. And they think it's a woman because, you know, prostitution often represented sin. And most prostitutes were women in the Jewish culture.
Right.
Not so much probably in the Greek and Roman. It could have been either. Hmm. But that's what they think. That's why it's a woman. So it could be the fertility thing. It could be just a woman. But then it's two women with like our cherubs. These ones are more human, with angel's wings, and they're bringing this basket back into Babylon, to remove the sin and to punish Babylon again for what's been happening.
Yeah.
Is the whole idea behind it. Yeah. But this woman in a basket isn't uncommon to us because, you know, in, is it 12, Revelation 12, the woman in the basket? Or is it a little bit further on that they're carrying that woman in the basket? And then in that case, they're actually bringing her to a place of safety, I think.
Right.
Yeah. But this, I don't know why they all have these dreams about women in baskets. But
And very specifically that there was a lead cover over it, and because it must have been heavy to keep the wickedness in, I guess.
Either that, or it was it was a nuclear thing. And
worried about interference in their 1980 TV.
Yeah, right. And you couldn't use your cell phone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Fair. That interfered with the wings. But really what it is the first one is all about the sin of the nation. And you got to get this sin out of your nation. Mm. And the second one is we're gonna carry this sin and put it back in Babylon where it belongs. We need to go forward with God.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense.
And that's chapter 5.
Fascinating, my friend. See, here we're thinking, you know, here's this sort of the successive dreams of Zechariah. And yet they're so really like odd. I mean, there's no other way to say it. They're just odd. But there's so much meaning in those that we see later on in biblical works. And then, like you said, it was so cool that you explained this is a literary device of how they talk to the angels. So,
yeah.
Oh, isn't that fascinating? Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us again. Like I said at the start, Larry and I will be back in 3 weeks' time. So not next week, not the week after, but in 3 weeks' time, where we'll pick up in Zechariah again. And we've got a couple more dreams to look at and a couple more things that will go, oh, that's different. But again, this is God speaking to the nation. I so love how Larry has talked about this. God speaking to the nation at the same time or in the similar time of Ezra and Nehemiah and Zerubbabel and all these other fun guys that are around at the time. So, but until next time then, I was Steve, he was Larry, and this was the Apocalyptic Podcast.